hopeless, with no food and no one to even care for. The next speaker on stage has seen it all and has experienced it all. And through his organization, Snehan, he brings a ray of hope to the street dwellers of Puducherry. Let's welcome our green Kanthari, Anumuthu Chinaraj from Puducherry.
Do you see me? Do you really see me? Whom do you see now? Exactly. This is what had happened 2 weeks ago. I was in the street of Trivandrum to find out what it means to be homeless. We were completely invisible to the Trivandrum community. People saw only themselves. I come from a beautiful city called Pondicherry, which is on the side of Bay of Bengal, which is a super architect of French colony, beautiful beaches, temples, and colorful churches. To see this beauty, a tourist come from all over the world. But this Pondicherry to has a dark side to it. High number of homeless people live on the street without basic need, employment, and medication. They have no place to sleep. They have been chased from place to place by property owners, police officers, and mosquitoes. They don't have place to go to toilet. And their shabby looks makes them isolate from mainstream community. The loneliness leads them to alcohol addiction. The main causes for homelessness is poverty, unemployment, disability, natural calamity, and so on. And you may be wondering what I have to do with them. I was born in a poor family. At the age of 6, my father died. I became a child laborer. From morning 6 a.m. to 2 p.m., I used to go along with my mother to work in the field. At the end of the days, I would get 4 rupees and my mom would get 6 rupees. In 10 rupees, 4 people have to eat 3 meals a day, which was highly difficult. Our regular menu would be rice, water, and pickle. Many nights, our family slept with empty stomach. But there was a joy when I was age of 11, a Catholic priest from neighboring city came to my town, rescued me from child labor, and put me in schooling. Later, I studied photography and videography. As a photographer, I had the ability to see things differently. One night at 10 o'clock, I was going home. From distance, I saw old man was gazing at the hotel. And people were busy in eating, and some were lined up to pick up the parcel, and the chef was busy in making chicken noodles. But no one looked at him, nor gave him anything. That touched my heart. I resigned my job and started working with homeless people. on street. Whenever I talked about homeless people, many had so many things to say about them. Some said they are lazy and they have plenty of money. They get enough and more food. And they will never change. Wow. But I said, I want to experience what it means to be homeless. At Kandhari, I started growing a long hair, beard, with nails on my fingers and toes. Maybe the coldest night in Trivandrum during cyclone. 3 days, I lived on the street of Trivandrum as a beggar. At the end of second day, I got only 2 rupees. I was sitting opposite the temple where every second one coconut was broken, clack, 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 clack. I wanted to go and pick up one for my dinner. By the time I went, the priest came and took it. Then I requested him and he gave me little. That night, I was sitting in the railway station. I saw a North Indian group were eating chapati. One old woman approached the man who was serving the chapati. "I want chapati." He said, "Go." This woman spoke in Hindi, "Dena." He said, "Go, go." Third time, this woman was so hungry, she looked at the pot. This man got angry and he shouted at her and chased her away. I'm a Christian. I really wanted to know how my fellow Christian would treat me. The next day, I went to the church, sat on the gate of church to beg. 100 passed by. Luckily, at the end of it, one girl and old woman gave me 10 rupees each. Next, I went to the convent to see how they would treat me. After waiting for half an hour, they finished their breakfast and came. The sister put 10 rupees in my hand and said, "We don't have anything, go, go." More than hunger and thirst, we were humiliated by not looking at us, considering as if we were nothing. I run a project called Snehan. Snehan means friend of all. Snehan sees value in every person. I want to start a village. You may be wondering, village? What for? A farmer Kantari and Mr. Karthikeyan, who founded Sisti Village for with people with and without disability, it has been successful. I imagine 2 years from now, you happen to visit a Snehan village. A clean-looking grandpa opens the gate to you and you see the eco-friendly environment with so many fruit trees around, flower gardens, and vegetable garden where old woman is working in there, and adults looking after the goat and country chicken. I want to bring every willing person from the street to Snehan village in order to rehabilitate them and train them and empower them to be self-sufficient. I imagine 5 years from now, every town in Pondicherry, a shop run by homeless people, which has healthy organic vegetables, country chicken and goat being sold by former homeless people, and they earn their money and live independent, happy life. Snehan. For Snehan, everyone is important and valuable. Thank you.